You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Douglas Carr, CEO and founder of DK New Media, a leading inbound marketing firm serving clients internationally from Indianapolis, Indiana. They have a team of six consultants and have been in the industry for 5 years. Douglas, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. So tell us about your background and how you got started and started DK New Media.
Sure, yeah. So I actually started in the traditional media industry. I worked in newspapers for many, many years, and we started to see that, you know, Craigslist and eBay were starting to take the classified profits away from us, and it really started opening my eyes to the opportunities that were out there with digital. And once I saw that newspapers weren't going to make that investment and they weren't going to make that move, I decided that I needed to make that move. So I went and I worked for notable startups like Exact Target and helped with some other I helped the Indianapolis Colts with their online marketing efforts. And it really just launched an entirely new career. So I left the employment world behind about 5 years ago when the demand was there, and started DK New Media to try to make a difference.
Congratulations on that. And what kind of a clients are you hiring, and how are you helping those clients?
Well, predominantly because of our, because I have such an extensive technical background, I always joke with people that I'm able to speak English and Klingon, you know, that I can talk about the business results, but I can also talk to the high-end architects and developers as well. We tend to gravitate towards marketing technology-related companies. Part of the demand that we've created for the business has been through my blog, the Marketing Tech Blog, which has been around for a decade now. And so predominantly, our clients are marketing technology-related companies, but we do have some, you know, some other B2C and B2B clients.
I understand you're celebrating your five-year anniversary. What's next for DK New Media?
It's incredible that I'm here 5 years later. I look back and it doesn't seem like 5 years. It feels like we're still a fresh startup, you know, and we're still sprinting. But I have an incredible team that we've built in that 5 years. The strategies have adjusted over time. I think predominantly when we first started, we were doing a lot more search engine optimization work for our clients. And now, because of the advent of social and content marketing strategies, we've really, adjusted into that stream well. We were early. I'm not sure what the opposite word of adopters is, but when we saw the writing on the wall that SEO was going to start to have problems, we really abandoned, you know, some of the black hat strategies early and advised our clients against doing things. And so we really have a great name in the industry for truly saving some clients, you know, from the pain that they've seen other companies go through with the changes in the Google algorithm. And we were early adopters with social just because of our own blog. Nowadays our specialty is that if a company has spent a lot of money online and they're really not seeing the results, we go in and look at them from the top down, you know, everything from their email marketing strategy, mobile strategy, video strategy, content strategy, and then we help them. We're kind of an adjunct, you know, marketing team that they add on to their internal and get them where they need to go. And so we don't have this permanent type status with clients. We don't sit there and work on them for years and years and years. Typically, we get them up and moving in the right direction We educate their team, help build the strategies, and then we move on to the next challenge.
Outstanding. Today we are joined by Douglas Carr, CEO and founder of DK New Media, a leading inbound marketing firm serving clients internationally from Indianapolis, Indiana, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How do you feel inbound marketing has changed or evolved over time?
Well, obviously, it's become mainstream now. So almost every, you know, I think a lot of people are saying it now that virtually every company is a media company nowadays, regardless of whether you're selling spray parts online or you have something like, you know, Angie's List with reviews on and getting subscribers that way. So the biggest thing is getting companies to adjust to that and getting an affordable strategy in place that they can actually manage and track results with. What we see is that companies, there's a lot of companies that tended to move in this direction and then they quit. And they quit because they didn't really have the right strategy or the right resources to get the job done. Content strategies are difficult. It's a momentum game. It takes consistency. It requires a long ramp up. And then, you know, once the content is working for you, it takes a while to really see the benefits of it. It's a lot like, I always liken it to a retirement account. You don't expect to put, you know, 3 months in your retirement account and turn around and be a millionaire. It's the same thing with marketing strategies nowadays with inbound marketing. It's that you have to do a little bit every single month. You have to continue improving over time, and then you'll start to reap the results. So you have to watch those leading indicators of that you're moving in the right direction from rank and authority and influence. And then over time, you start to see the conversions based on those. And by the time it's working, you know, your cost per lead really starts to drop and it starts to kind of run itself.
Finally, what can customers do today that will help them build more exposure online?
Well, the biggest thing that we talk about is customer service and retention. Surprisingly, when people, a lot of companies will say, well, you know, we're on Facebook, you know, our marketing team has us on Facebook now. And all of a sudden someone comes on the Facebook page and says, you know, I bought your widget, you know, and it doesn't work. And the marketing team is paralyzed. They don't know how to respond, how to fix it, how to do anything. And so we always start with a great customer service strategy that you know, enable your people that are online to fix the issue. And that is in and of itself marketing. If a prospect sees that you're acting online with your customer and they're doing what you wanted them to do, whether it's through a negative, you know, complaint type process, or whether it's just through a positive experience and you're capturing that review from them, you're publicizing how well you're doing as a company. And so the biggest mistake we see is people jump online to do marketing, but they don't realize that this is a two-way conversation. It's not old school traditional marketing, you know, one way. And so they have to have those pieces in place to really, really do a great job. And if they do a great job, guess what? It takes off. Word spreads and prospects or clients are happy and prospects start to call. If they do a terrible job, which happens often, you know, just the opposite happens.
Well, if you would tell our listeners where they can be in touch and also get more information about DK New Media online.
Yeah, sure. www.dknewmedia.com is our homepage. We're also, if you look for DK New Media on Facebook, we're on there. On Twitter, you can follow the handle DK New Media. Like I said, our marketing technology blog at marketingtechblog.com. We have, you know, over 100,000 subscribers to that site, and it's a site that's really taken off. If you just want to keep up on what are the latest technologies that can help you leverage, you know, search, social media, email, mobile, that's a great place to start with us.
tremendous resource. How about in conclusion, I would be curious, what advice would you be able to lend the listener that's looking to create their own business, kind of like what you did, stepped out from the corporate and walked out and started your own firm? What could you say to the listener in that regard?
Well, I think, you know, everybody said it before, but fail quickly is really just what I live by. And that's that what we see is the companies that are doing well are executing. And they're executing, and most of the time they're winning, but sometimes they're failing, and they're learning from their mistakes quickly. The companies that we see that have dried up and fallen off have really been the ones that you know, they stay in those planning stages for a long time, or they have meeting-itis, you know, where everything goes to a conference and no decisions are made, or they're playing the safe route. This is not a time. This is a really exciting time in the digital marketing arena, where if you take risks, you can see massive results with that. And if you don't, you have the opposite reaction, which is you could lose a lot of market share to someone who's willing to take the risk. So get used to failing quicker. Be agile. Look up things like agile marketing. There's stories all over the net. There's a client that we have, MindJet, that has a blog called Conspire, where they talk about agile marketing a lot. And that's the ability to move quickly, make decisions, and then adjust quickly. And if you can get that down pat, you're just going to succeed as a company in this environment nowadays.
Tremendous. I really appreciate your joining us, Douglas. We've been speaking with Douglas Carr, CEO and founder of DK New Media, a leading inbound marketing firm serving clients internationally from Indianapolis, Indiana. And once again, the website of reference is dknewmedia.com. Douglas, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.